Now, I've told you before about an amazing young woman by the name of Gemma Sissia. She's a young woman from Armidale in New South Wales who went to Africa to build a school for children who are the poorest of the poor. And it started with a $10 donation from a woman called Agnes. And after constant fundraising, she opened St Jude's School in Tanzania 14 years ago. Now, my mum is a passionate supporter and sponsor of Gemma's school. And for years, mum kept saying to me, when are you going to do an interview with Gemma? When are you going to do an interview with this remarkable girl from Armidale who's built this school in Tanzania for all these poor kids? And eventually I caved in and I said, righto, let's have a chat to Gemma. And she is incredible. She opened this school in 2002 with three students. The school now provides free education to 1,900 students in Tanzania. There are 350 local staff. This is from one young girl in Australia. Three campuses, 20 school buses, 95% of the kids receive free education. And this is all because a 22-year-old from a sheep farm in Armidale, the only girl in a family with eight kids, set off to Africa to follow her dream. Last year, I had the pleasure of finally meeting Gemma, and she dropped into our studio. Here's a reminder.
Well, if I bothered to do a business plan, I would have realised why they charge school fees. But at the time, I just had this pie-in-the-sky idea to build a free private school. I learnt the hard way, and so in the end, just thought...
When you say you learnt the hard way, what, you lost some money, did you?
Yeah, I got ripped off.
Yeah.
So I just decided, well, you know, let's do it ourselves. It was a bit of a joke with the boys. The boys would say, you know, Gem, how much do you need for this school that you're going to build in Africa? And I'd go, well, you know, I don't know, a couple of hundred K, I suppose. Mm. Anyway, they'd go, well, how much you got? $10. You know, that was my first donation given to me by a friend in Armidale. And that's how it started.
What's the reaction back home when you say to the family, I'm going to build a school in Africa?
Oh, darling, that's a lovely idea.
There she is, Gemma Sissia. Well, her work has seen her receive an Order of Australia, named State Finalist for Australian of the Year, and now the school is getting bigger and bigger. And I'm very pleased to say that Gemma has just received a huge boost because she's just had a visit from the team from 60 Minutes. And 60 Minutes has just returned from Tanzania. They've got a special story on her this Sunday night. And this story is bound to generate more interest in her work and raise more money for her cause. I'm very happy to say that Liam Bartlett, the 60 Minutes reporter, is with us this afternoon at DYRSL. Put your hands together for Liam Bartlett. Liam Bartlett, good afternoon.
G'day, Ben. How are
Welcome
you?
Welcome home from
Thank
Tanzania.
You.
How
Thanks,
was
mate.
It over there?
Thanks.
Tell me about how what you
well,
thought of Gemma.
I'm so pleased you've been a supporter because you just know how good she is. I'm tempted to use that old, and it is an incredible cliche, as you know from TV days, the feel-good story of the year.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like almost like a joke. But I'm not kidding. It is incredible. Because, you know, we talk these things up sometimes.
Yeah.
But she and what she's managed to achieve is just so good, you know, so purely good that it's hard to describe. Because, you know, Africa is littered with do-gooders.
Mm.
There's a do-gooder behind every rock, you know, somebody who...
wanting to help,
yeah,
wanting to save the day.
Bleeding hearts, and they talk about what they're going to do, and, you know, they go on about, you know, being humanitarian and do the right thing. But, mate, this woman, as you have had an insight to already through your program, she doesn't talk, she just does.
How big is the school now?
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. There's two campuses across about 50 acres... And then there's an enormous boarding school complex because she basically houses and feeds all these kids. This year, as of now, there's almost 2,000 kids. You know, it's 1,934 or something. Almost 2,000 kids.
And some of the kids who first started as school kids, they're now university age, right?
Exactly. The first graduating class finished last year and they've just started. Now, two-thirds of them received a distinction. That's how good they were, which makes that school Tanzania's leading school by a country mile. But it also makes it one of Africa's leading schools in the entire continent. I mean, Africa's an enormous place.
Yeah.
You know, what it was, 52, 53 countries.
And don't you love it? You just heard that little clip from my discussion with her where the brothers had said to her, oh, yeah, Gemma's going to build a school in Africa. Yeah, right.
Seven brothers.
She's done it.
Yeah.
And as you say, now one of the leading schools in Africa.
No, she should be Prime Minister, honestly. She's such a fantastic person. And there's no agenda. You know, it's not a religious connotation. Yeah. There's no particular, apart from the fact she's very, very strict. She has very strict values. Mm. And they have signs up all over the school grounds, respect, responsibility, honesty and kindness. And if you don't follow that, you're out.
This is something you've seen, which I haven't had the opportunity to see. The kids, how do they respond to Gemma, this girl who changed their life, their future?
Oh, they love her. They call her Mama Gemma. You know, and she's more than she's not the principal. She's way beyond that. Mm. You know, she's the chairwoman stroke goddess, yeah. Really. I mean, she's everything to them because they know. And we're not talking, when we talk poverty, that's another thing, isn't it? I mean, that in itself becomes a stereotype. We in Australia think poverty. We think about people on welfare, yeah, really. Yeah. We talk about homeless people, you know, and I'm not decrying the state that they're in Australia, but mm. it's nothing like it. There's no comparison. This is dirt poor poverty. Mm. You know, we're talking about people who live in open sewers in one room mud huts. You know, where seven or eight mud huts share a toilet, you know, a drop toilet. Yeah. You know, I mean, we're talking about absolutely the poorest of the poor people in the world.
Do you feel a little bit inadequate? I know you've done a lot in your time, but when you're in the company of someone like her and you think...
incredible.
You're this age, you've managed to build this thing.
Mate, in 14 years, you walk around the campuses and I say, look at these buildings, they're enormous for Tanzania. How much did it cost you to build those buildings? And she says, oh, that was all up around about $15 million. And this is the other hard part. She's sort of become almost a victim of her own success, because now every year she has to raise $5 million Australian in order to keep it going and make sure these kids realize their dreams.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part. But guess what? And you alluded to this in the intro. 94% as of last year, 94% of that money every year comes from Australians. Which I am, as an Aussie, I'm just so proud of. I think that is just so... And, mate, most of those donations are $900 or less.
Yeah.
So we're not talking about... I know the people here understand, because today they're, you know, reaching into their pockets and they're, you know, trying to raise money for Collaroy, for the clubs. Mm. And so they know how hard it is. Can you imagine $5 million every year?
Every year.
But people, it's just the good-heartedness, the big Aussie spirit that's come to the fore.
You've made my mum very, very happy, because she'll be over the moon watching 60 Minutes this Sunday night. Thank you for telling the story. And I encourage everyone, tune in, because 60 Minutes is on 8:30 this Sunday night. And don't miss Gemma and the School of St Jude. You can donate by going to schoolofstjude.org. Liam Bartlett, thank you so much.
Mate, thank you. And I really hope people do watch that story, not just from a self-interest point of view, but seriously. If you really want to see something good...
And if you've got Foxtel, go and hit the IQ right now and record it.
Yeah,
so
please.
Check it out, 8:30 this Sunday night. Liam Bartlett, thank you so much.
Benny, thank you very much, mate.
Liam Bartlett, put your hands together from 60 Minutes, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just tell you one more time, 8:30 this Sunday on 60 Minutes.